Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We've been talking all the week about the Great Awakening, about an awakening that has happened in the past out of which America was born, an awakening now to God that can cause America to be saved, to come to her senses, to be used of God for whatever great plans He has for her. Our attention was drawn to this June 29th when we were at prayer, corporate prayer, here on Prayer Mountain. Every Sunday afternoon we have it at 3 o'clock. We also have corporate prayer now on Wednesdays. You may join us either by streaming online at noontime or any time of the day or night. You can turn it on. It'll be archived. Join us as we dedicate ourselves to pray to God for a great awakening because God has directed us to do so. We were praying together on June 29. We were praying about the election. June 29, 2008. We were praying about the election. We were praying about Israel and the world. And the Lord interrupted our prayers. We had reached a high place in the Spirit, and there came a word from the Lord. There is one thing that will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. There is one thing that will avail for Israel and the nations, and that is an awakening to God. The Lord then spoke to us about the part of prayer in awakenings. We're going to be discussing that next week and the next week, however long it takes for us to have a prayer army band together. I'm going to tell you how it's being done between us and Ireland, and that's something that will come later on. But right now, God said to us, one thing will save America, an awakening to God. And then as I studied awakening, I've gone back and found that America, the United States of America, was born out of what is known in historic circles as the Great Awakening, not just in the circles of religion, but history. In fact, the definition of awakening, the word origin, the definition of awakening is given by Answers.com online dictionary as rousing from sleep, the act of awaking or ceasing to sleep. But it was so interesting to me when they gave the word origin. They said it originated in 1736. In the winter of 1734-35, the mild-mannered Reverend Jonathan Edwards, minister of the church in Northampton, Massachusetts, was astounded. People actually were listening to his sermons and following his advice. You see, they had been asleep and they waked up. Even the vainest and loosest began living godly lives. Everyone talked of nothing but religion. Even the young people, and this behavior spread from Northampton to other towns up and down the Connecticut River Valley. In a famous letter published in 1736, Edwards called this a general awakening, and that's where the term came from. Now, I'm going to read you from another source. This is from The Great Awakening, Basic Concepts of the First Great Awakening. This is www.great-awakening.com. What caused the Great Awakening in America? In late 17th century England, fighting between religious and political groups ended with the Glorious Revolution of 1688, when the Church of England was established as the primary religion of the country. Other religions, such as Catholicism, Judaism, and Puritanism, were then repressed. From a political perspective, all was well because everyone practiced the same religion. This is England. But rather than being good for religion, this created complacency or a sense of spiritual dryness among citizens. Religion became a boring and cold pastime for them. Eventually, a reaction against this complacency developed into a new spiritualism or revivalism where Christians would actually believe from the depths of their hearts during worship rather than just go through the motions during services. This new spiritual renewal began with people like the Wesley brothers and George Whitefield in England and crossed over to the American colonies during the first half of the 18th century. What was the Great Awakening? The Great Awakening was a spiritual renewal that swept the American colonies, particularly New England, during the first half of the 18th century. What was the effect of the Great Awakening? The Awakening's biggest significance was the way it prepared America for its War of Independence. In the decades before the war, revivalism taught people that they could be bold when confronting religious authority, and that when churches weren't living up to the believers' expectations, the people could break off and form new ones. By 1775, just a year before the Declaration of Independence, even though the colonists did not all share the same theological beliefs, they did share a common vision of freedom from British control. Thus, the Great Awakening brought about a climate which made the American Revolution possible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Charles and John Wesley came, of course, here, and George Whitefield, and the great things happened here. Revivalism crossed the Atlantic Ocean to the American colonies through Whitefield, who came to Boston. We've read you about Whitefield. But I thought this was so interesting because the revival grew so big and so many people were won to the Lord, they formed new colleges to train ministers. And one of those they formed in 1741, they called Princeton. I wonder if Princeton realizes it was formed to bring up ministers for America in a great move of God. The effect of, and I'm reading again, the effect of the Great Awakening unity was an attitude that went against the deferential thinking that consumed English politics and religion. Rather than believing that God's will was necessarily interpreted by the monarch, the king, or his bishops, the colonists viewed themselves as more capable of performing the task. The chain of authority no longer ran from God to ruler to people, but from God to people to ruler. The children of revivalism later echoed this radicalism and popular self-righteousness in the American Revolution, when self-assertion turned against the tyrannical ways of George III. It was not to any church that the signers of the Declaration of Independence appealed to, but directly to the supreme judge of the world. Folks, the United States of America was born out of a move of God. There is one thing that will save America now: a move of God, an awakening to God. People who are asleep suddenly wake up to see the living God. I did not watch this, but I'm going to. I've been told how I can find it. I missed it when it was aired on Fox News. They interviewed a young man who I believe was the son. Now, I did not see this, so I could have a little of my facts wrong. He is the son of the founder of Hamas. I was told that he went into an Israeli prison, and in that prison, he became disenchanted with Hamas that his father had founded. When he got out of prison, as it was told to me and as I remember it, and you know that I could have my facts a little wrong here, I believe it was an American Christian tourist who said to him he needed to love his enemies. Eventually, in God's great leading in his life, he became a born-again believer and is speaking out now. I do not know whether he used the term or whether it was the interviewer, but someone said in that interview, and I will find out, "It seems you had an awakening." And that is what I've noticed in studying awakening. It's not a revival. It is an awakening to those who are asleep And suddenly, they wake up to God. In many of the awakenings and accounts of the awakening that happened in this first great awakening here in America, out of which America was born, and then an awakening that happened just before the Civil War, which we'll talk about later, people would be walking down the street in Ireland. One man had been, Northern Ireland, Ulster, he had been making a deal, sold some cattle, was counting his money, and suddenly a presence from heaven enveloped him, and he saw himself standing on the very edges of destruction and hell, and that he needed to repent and cry out to God. And in an awakening, it's sweeping like that. It doesn't so much just affect the church, but it affects society. I'll read you a statement about that next week, how that awakenings affect society. We need our society affected. We need people to suddenly, upon them from heaven, drops a recognition that their causes are against God and against His goodness and against His love. Suddenly fall to the ground and convicted of greed, as we've seen. And so the governor of Illinois trying to sell a senatorial seat, a seat in the United States Senate. The United States of America was born out of a great awakening. And when things dwindle down to the place where such activities are happening as a result of greed, and I've talked about it on this program, so you know that much of what's happened in America with the economic situation can be attributed to the greed and dishonesty of people. Not to mention murders, and I do say murders, of unborn babies. And so when these things have become prevalent, God said to us, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. Won't you join us? You can join us online at billybrim.org. BillyBrim.org, where we will be praying every Wednesday at noon, focused on one thing, an outpouring, an awakening to God for the United States of America and for the world. We have a book which tells about this awakening. It's Revival Fire by Duell. We make it available to you for $10. Just telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And this is Billy Brim saying to you, Shabbat Shalom, peace of Sabbath.